health care and health occupations have been identified as growing industries in our region. That's one of the reasons Malin Community College received a federal grant in December.
There are some businesses that want to make some investments in healthcare infrastructure in our community, but in order to do that, they need to be able to have trained workers for those businesses. Flip side of the coin on our side is, in order to justify the expenditures for a new building, we have to show growth of industry or creation of new industries in our area. The dialysis center, construction will be started on that in the very near future. We've got two assisted living centers that are coming into the community, one in the Minneapolis community of Avery County. The second one's over in Burnsville. And the expansion of Spruce Pine Hospital, which is a very major investment in our community. And there's some other possible irons in the fire that are being considered also.
Robert Branch is the dean of Malin Small Business Center. The grant total was $899,000 from the Economic Development Administration, a division of the U.S. Department of Commerce. The investment is expected to attract $29.95 million in private investment to our community and create some 133 jobs. The funds will be added to the $1.8 million that Malin received from the state during the last community college construction bond referendum. The $2.7 million will be used to construct a new Applied Health Sciences building. The two-story, 13,000-square-feet facility will be built on the college's main campus in Spruce Pine, just behind the Gwaltney Administration Building. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.